Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulan on the 1-2 Count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Kara Sorrells with Washington County 911 and Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about the communications equipment project. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Well, currently, the equipment that we are using was last upgraded in 2000. So we kind of set up a timeline at that point and said within seven, 8 years, we needed to replace equipment and look at a path going forward. There's several mandates that we've had to meet for the federal government with narrow banding, which has caused our equipment not to work as well as it should. In fact, the officers and the ambulance personnel and the firemen out in the field, their portable radios are not working as well as they used to. In fact, there's been some studies, and they're only getting out about 39% of the time in building, which is dangerous for officers, and also firemen or ambulance need help. Half the time, more than half the time, they're not getting out to the dispatch center to get some help. Unfortunately, because of several different reasons, cost being one of them, not being able to move forward on a plan, we have not been able to replace that equipment yet, and it's crucial now. The equipment that we have used to be, you know, hardware. We used to have circuit boards and things that we could replace, and now it's all computer-based. So the equipment that we put in 2000 in the MyCom Center has been running 24 hours a day, 365 days a year since 2000. So I don't know if you can imagine your own equipment at home, your own computer, you turn it on and leave it on, and it needs replaced. So it's very important now at this point that we look at replacing not only the equipment in my 911 center, but the officers and ambulance and first responders, mobile and portable radios, and then the tower infrastructure that we have that runs the system. And we're looking from going from a conventional system to a digital system to enhance the quality of their reception.
And for each of you, the current system, how difficult does that make it to do your job to the best of your ability?
Some of that depends on your location at the time and where you're at in the county. To get out in certain locations, it can't happen with our current system.
Yeah, there's a lot of times that we'll have, let's say, a bad accident along 218, you know, and 218 is pretty hilly if they're at a dip in 218 and they're down in the ditch with a car that's turned over and they're trying to call for help or additional resources. A lot of times they can't get out. Sometimes we just hear static. Sometimes we can't hear anything.
And for replacement, if we're talking about what's next, how can this system be replaced, or what's the next step to get it where you guys need it to be and where the public needs it to be?
I would say that conversation started back in 2010, 2011. We looked at our options at that point, not just for, you know, the radio communication side of things, but also, you know, the building side of things. And those conversations kind of ended. People quit talking about it, and we just started talking about the radio communication side of things because that's pretty critical. About a year and a half ago, the county hired a consultant to look at our options and came back with three different recommendations, and the Communication Commission and the 911 board looked at those recommendations and made a decision on which direction they wanted to go with that. So we're currently in the process of getting that project rolling. We've just started recently having some conference calls. We'll continue to do that moving forward every couple of weeks, and as the process moves along, we'll get tasks given to us to try to get things moving, you know, as quickly as we can.
And one of the things that was crucial in the beginning was some surveys that they went out and did. They did a lot of radio testing. They helped identify, again, we've done it in the past, but our weak spots. Where do we not have reception? Where do we need help? And a big part of what we're doing right now is looking at where do the towers need to go so that we can talk to each other. So that's something that the consultant's working on, the radio company that we hired is working on, and we're also working on, Jared's doing most of it, trying to locate tower sites and partners where we can put our equipment on local towers.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Kara Sorrells, Washington County 911, and Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider talking about the communications project for the county. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.